of your hand. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, as you turn your Bibles, to Romans chapter 8. Then we're going to start reading verses 35 and 39. You have that, we just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's a real big presence in here.
I like that. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for the opening up of the service, because that plays a big part of it. Amen. When the amen is opened up correctly, it would open up a great atmosphere. That's why I'm so intent about that. Amen. Because I know the way you, this is like life. Whatever you start off with something, that's the way it's going to end up. Start off with a sloppy, it's going to end up sloppy. Start with it. I'm on the good foot doing what's right, it's going to end up right. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. We're going to ask you to turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 35. And we want to, chapter 8 and verse 35.
Amen.
Amen. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sakes we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, or no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, or angels, or principalities, or powers, or things present, or things to come, nor height, or depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm going to ask you to turn one more scripture to the book of St. John, chapter 16. Thank you, Lord. St. John, chapter 16, and verse 33. You have that, we say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. I'm read that again. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. And the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You be seated in the presence of the Lord. We're going to talk about today. We are more than conquerors.
Amen.
Amen. We are more than conquerors. Amen. That's what the words say. Amen. Sometimes in your situation, you don't know how you're coming through it. You don't know, understand what's going on with it. Amen. But if you go to the word of God, God has an answer for everything that you go through. You and I go through. The Lord will not allow us to be tempted. The Bible said above that what we're able to be. But with the temptation, he said, I will make a way of escape that you're able to bear it. And that's our job, is to go and find out the way that God has for us to escape whatever the situation that we're in. It's not so much to get out of it, but he's going to show you how to get through it. Amen. Because the Bible said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But he didn't say he was going to move everything out your way. But something, amen, God are designed to allow to have you to go through it, amen, to make you the person that he wants to make you through it. Then he brings you out of it, because sometimes the fire has to come, because the fire, it will purify. Fire is what purified. Amen. If you got an attitude or an issue in it, or a behavior issue, of you know, got different things that nobody can seem like to get you together, you can't even get you together, God got some tests and trials for you, amen, they will burn up all of that. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. So sometimes, amen, that's why sometimes situations, some things you cannot pray yourself out of. You just got to learn how to pray yourself through it. Amen. Amen. There's some things that you've been praying about for a while. I'm going to tell you that if you, the same thing you keep praying about over and over, and it looks like it's not going nowhere, that's something that you're going to have to pray through. Amen. To get on the other side. Can I get an amen? Amen. It says we are more than conquerors. Amen. More than conquerors. More is greater. More means greater, better. This means much. It means more. Listen to what is being said. We are more. It said we are more than conquerors. That's the message. We are more than conquerors. That's like a conqueror is someone that is a winner. They're a champion. They're a victor. They won. They're just like you. You know, you're in a race, and whoever went and to their finish line, got that first, they are a champion. They are a conqueror. But God said, let's think about that. God said, you are more than a conqueror. Yeah. Now, a conqueror, they got the prize and everything. They won everything. But God said, just pass that. You more. You get that? You are more than a conqueror. So that's the message title today. And it said, who shall separate us? And I would not only just say, who shall separate us? What shall separate us? Because it don't always have to be a who. It could be something is in your way. What? Amen. It could be a person, place, or a thing. Amen. Amen. Something getting your way to hinder you, to separating you. And it means to separate means to divide. Separate means to sever apart, to break apart. Amen. God is not about to break it apart. He's about to put it together. Amen. Amen. So who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Amen. Amen. You might be separated from different things. Amen. That you shouldn't be connected with anyway, but you don't never want nothing, nobody, or yourself, nothing to separate you from the love of Christ. Amen. Amen. You want to always stay connected with him. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And it began to say, in other words, shall tribulation. Amen. Because tribulation, sometimes people allow tribulation to separate them from the Lord. Tribulation is trouble, affliction, adversity, difficulty, hardship. Anything is tribulation, is anguish upon the soul. Amen. Or are you going to let any of these things disconnect you from the Lord? No, you should never let none of these things. Whether you have food, or you have shelter, you don't have, you have, and you have not, whatever, you let nothing separate you from the love of Christ. And it can't just be a talk; it got to be done. Amen. People can talk again. They can say, I won't let nobody, nothing separate me from the love of God. But you're gonna be tested with the very things that you say. So you want to say what you mean what you say, and just close your mouth and just walk it through and do it. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Glory to God. Just like if you tell somebody I'm on the diet, stop talking about I'm on that. You know, the more you say you're on the diet, the more you're going to eat. Just go on and just do it. Just slow it down some kind of way. Somebody give God the praise. Don't talk what you're going to do. Just do it. Right. Look at somebody and say, just do it. Amen. Let's do it. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress? Amen. Distress means that this is you're extremely filled with anxiety. You're extremely filled with worry. I ain't talking about a little bit. I'm talking about when you distress, that means you got a whole lot of distressing upon you. Yes. Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Jesus.
And you know, I was saying to somebody, I said, wasn't long ago, I said, the Lord is showing me how to get through here, even as you get older, and whether you get older or not, even in position stuff, stay away from a lot of strange, stressful things. Amen. Amen. If it stresses your mind out, you're trying to figure something out, you can't figure it out, or something's perplexing to you, honey, just learn how to depart from that. Amen. You'll have more peace. Amen. And you'll have more joy. Somebody give God a praise. And then when people come around you all with that all tension and stuff, sometimes you can feel the residue of that stuff when you get out of their presence. I had a phone call yesterday, amen, and the person was so hyped up and stressed out. Here I am in the comfort of my home. I'm in peace. When I got the phone, they've had me kind of like, ooh, I felt that. What's up with that? I said, Lord, help them. I'm so glad that I'm not in them situations. I'm so glad God is teaching me. How many love peace? Amen. Who love peace? I want to learn to stay in peace. I don't want to be stressed out, worried about nothing. There's a lot I could be stressed out about, but I choose not. You have power to choose not to be stressed. But if you take your holy yourself around people that stress all the time, listen to their problems all the time, you won't be stressed out. I don't want to be stressed out. Somebody give God the praise. We think we got to go to all these places, and we think we God, honey. You ain't God, and I'm not God either. Ain't God until you can listen. Sometimes listening to a whole lot of people's trouble is the best. It's the same as you got the problem. Because it's negative. Most time it's negative energy. It will drain you. Then you wonder why I can't hardly pray. Why I can't hardly think. Think about what you did a couple hours ago. Think about who you listened to a couple hours ago. Think about what your ears have heard a couple hours ago. Somebody ought to give God the praise.
Jesus.
And the older I get, the more I'm loving peace.
Amen. I'm loving peace. You can keep it. I'm going to tell you, when you have peace, you can keep joy. I said, when you have peace, you can keep joy. Because peace and joy goes together, honey. Lord, you can be the most unhappy, miserable person if you're around a bunch of chaos all the time. Amen. You got to even tell your children sometimes, shut it up, shut it down. I'll talk to you later. I'm in my peace right now. You get over there till I get back with you. I'm not going to let you strain me out. I'm not going to let you stress me out.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Especially if you're a grown man and you're a grown woman, amen, you calling your own shots, amen, amen, you doing this your thing, you doing what you want to do, so don't come and bring me all of your burdens, hallelujah, somebody give God a praise. Thank the Lord even for my, you know, my boys. I thank the Lord for both of them, amen, one's in church and one's not in church, but one thing about it, they do not burden me. Amen. They don't burden me. Amen. They know I'm there for them. They don't come to me with a whole lot of stuff and worry me. They don't do that. Amen. Sometimes I have to check and see if they doing all right. Is y'all doing okay? Amen. Glory to God. They don't burden me. People, sometimes you don't watch your children come and burden you and leave them burdens there. You won't see them till the next time they come drop some more off. The devil is a lie. And then you allow it, so you allow it, so you strain out, stressed out. Amen. Stress can take, it takes a big toll on you. Amen. Stress, amen, it drains your physical energy. Yes, it does. You laying down in bed, you can't, you're trying to think about, trying to go to sleep, and you're thinking about, well, somebody bought you all that day and told you this and that and that. You can't hardly go to sleep. But I tell you one thing, the person that bought you the mess, they sleeping. Somebody better give God the praise up in here. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, amen, shall trouble, affliction, or adversity, difficulty, hardship, and we got it all, amen. We all have are confronted with a lot of stuff in this life, amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. Or distress, amen. Like I said, distress means you are highly, amen, stressed out. You are, amen, extremely full with anxiety, amen, misery, unhappy. When you're miserable, you're unhappy too. And some people, it leads to a despair. They don't even know if I want to be here no longer, amen. They just all out of whack, amen. Glory to God. But the Lord said, when you're in me, you don't have to let none of these things separate me from you, amen. Don't let tribulation, don't let distress, don't let persecution, amen, when people are persecuting you, saying all kind of evil against you, oppressing you, treating you mean, harassing you, whatever's going on, persecution, in whatever form that be. He said, in other words, don't let none of these things, a famine, amen. Famine is just a lack of whatever it is. It could lack of food, it could be a lack of money, it could be a lack of anything. When you short of anything, amen, that's a lack, amen. Don't let none of that stuff separate you from the love of God. Get on your knees, hallelujah, and begin to cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't know what to do about this situation. And God will give you some type of solution. You people don't have your solution. God has your solution. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Because it's something about people, amen. They'll give you so much, but after a while, they're going to get tired of giving you. They're going to get tired of doing this and that and that for you. Even if you're sick, you better have some faith in God. Because people, amen, after so long, amen, they ain't paying no attention. You can tell them, you almost out of here. Folks get tired of hearing you talk about you sick. Folks get tired of talking about you saying you ain't got no money. Glory to God. They will leave you standing by yourself. So you better get a hold of God. Hallelujah. Yes. Somebody give God the praise. You got to learn that the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. You got to look up, lift your eyes up to the hills from whence cometh all your help. Lord, I'm looking to the Lord, amen. Start disconnecting, folks. Disconnecting this, anything that's pulling energy. I mean, pulling energy in your mind, pulling energy. Stop disconnecting that mess. And I tell you, you'll be able to soar in God. God spoke to me and said, I want you to soar in me. Some things I want you to cut loose. Amen. Somebody said, what you all know? Maybe something, it might be a little small thing. It might be things that the enemy fight that God said, I want you to cut it short that you can soar. You can soar in God. Cut stuff short where you can soar. Hallelujah. Although sometimes things are in your way, they're just actually hindrance. They're just actually distraction. They're just actually torment and distracting things that you don't need them. Cut them short. Somebody give God the praise. Sometimes you got to cut people short. Be nice to people, love them, but you ain't got to be a rug for them, and you ain't got to follow around to prove a point to love them. You keep it moving, keep it steady. They might not be who God had in your destiny anyway. Come on, somebody give God the praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril. In other words, whether you have clothes, whether you've been naked, whether, in other words, you don't have the proper things, or basic things of life. God said, don't let it separate you from the love of God. And they say, as it is written, for that sake we are killed all day long. All day long. The Bible says, for his sake, amen. For God's sake, we are killed all the day long. It's not actually that we literally are being killed, but we are coming against, things are coming against us all the time. Because the Bible said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the God, he shall deliver us out of them all. Reason we attack with more things, because we're serving God. Amen. When you're living for God, the devil don't like you, so he's going to pick at you a little bit more than he will somebody that he got. Amen. When he already got you, you might not be going through nothing. Some people say, I don't have no problem. I don't know what they're talking about, demons and devils and stuff. Devil don't bother me. You better check out and make sure he ain't leave you out. Y'all ain't living together. You better find out y'all ain't in the same place. Well, he ain't gonna bother you. That's a deception, a lie. But when you try to do what God said, trying to do what the Lord wants you to do, amen, he'll come up fighting you all kind of little ways. Because there's nothing but distraction. Somebody, that's really a sign to you that, amen, you are doing something right. When I ain't saying you have to go through several times, but when you go, sometimes the Bible say, tells us, think it not strange. Sometimes when stuff happens, we say, oh, no, what that happened to me. I ain't did nothing to nobody. I'm just up here trying to be nice. Because you try to be nice. The devil don't like, so you try to be nice. He don't like the smile on your face. He try to smack that smile off your face. He don't like you praising God. He's trying to distract you. So you look and say, devil, you a lie. I'm going to keep on praising God anyway. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. As it is written, for thy sakes we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Amen. It says in verse 37, it said, nay, which means no. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. And remember, I spoke to you earlier about what a conqueror is. A conqueror is a winner, a champion, an overcomer. Amen. Well, God said, you are more. God said, in my eyesight, you're more. And not because you're going to do it, I'm going to make you more. Amen. When you are able to go an extra mile of the way, I can look at some people in here, and they may be this sitting here in your testimony, and see that you're over. The Bible said we overcome by the word of our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb. Naturally, if you look at your circumstances, amen. Like I heard testimony, maybe you wouldn't even been here because you look at your circumstances, but you, because you passed through your circumstance, made you what? More than a what? Conqueror. It made you conquer, but it made you more than a conqueror. Somebody give God a praise.
Jesus.
And it says, for I'm persuaded. And that's the way we have to be. Persuaded means convinced. I'm convinced. How many, you got to be fully. The Bible said, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. It's a good thing to be fully persuaded, because you won't be on the shelf tomorrow, on the other shelf the next day. You know, folks, there's all over shelves that I'm learning. Don't bother with that. Because if you don't watch it, they'll have you on the shelf. You'll be sitting over here like a plant. You sit over here one day by the window. You sit over here on the floor over here. And there's some people live their life like you all over the place. Amen. Amen. It's like if I'm going to have anything to do with you, I'm going to show you and tell you how to get delivered. I'm not going to be around that mess too long. Because so you know, people, amen, it'll be a chain reaction. It'll trigger something off in you. And you wonder why I used to be sound and stable. Now I'm unstable. I tell the same. Watch up. Watch who you hook up with. I don't care, even in the house of God. Amen. Watch what you hook up with. Watch what you, amen, hook up with people that's going somewhere. Don't go, well, hook up with people. Amen. Hook up with God first and go let God lead you. Amen. Who, amen, to connect with. But you want to be stable. God cannot use you if you're not stable. God wants you to be stable, because he wants you to be assured of him in your life and sure of yourself. Amen. Sure where you're going. How are you going to tell somebody else what to do and you're not stable?
Amen.
Amen. And who's going to follow an unstable person unless something wrong with them?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I mean, you don't have to put yourself up under nobody. Amen. They ain't all there. You don't have to do that.
No,
who told you to do that? I wouldn't do that.
Amen.
I was telling the Lord something the other day. It was just yesterday. I said, Lord, you know, sometimes you don't understand why you have any type of encounters with people. Sometimes they cross your path. And I just began to tell the Lord. I said, Lord, help me not to be like that. Sometimes I'm asking the Lord, when you see something, pray for. Sometimes you have to pray for a person, you see something, but it's also to ask the Lord to keep you safe, because see, they let you know the same thing that happened to them can happen to you. I said, Lord, keep me in a straight. I'm like, Lord, whew, how they do it? Because I tell you, the more you walk towards God, the more you walk towards peace. I'm going to tell you something about it. I'm learning myself. The more you walk towards God, the more you walk to peace, honey, you don't want none of that other stuff no more. And I said no more. You don't want none of it no more. Never. Amen. I don't need you to be a friend to me if you're going to be like that. I stay over here by myself to have peace. Amen. I don't want to be on the floor one day. Don't know which way you're going to go the next way. The uncertain about everything that you move, do. Yeah. Amen. They got a name for that. Somebody give God a praise. People get help for that. But the help they get, they just treat symptoms. It don't deliver. But I know a man from Galilee. He will set your mind free. Hey, somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. That's why all the people going into the different. You know what? The Bible said, if you keep your mind stayed up on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I believe sometimes people go into a lot of different things in their mind off in another world, another track, because they don't keep their mind on the Lord like they need to. Amen. I believe if the truth be told, all of us have some moments. We got some strange moments, and not just senior moments, but they strange moments when we not all the way wrapped tight to top. I'm just truly being honest. Nobody has a perfect day. Everybody got days when they unwrap. Some that's more unwrapped than others. Right. Amen. Amen. But we have to ask God to keep our minds. Amen. God will keep our minds. He will keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed up on him. Amen. If the devil had his way, we all be off on the deep end. Yeah. Amen. Yes. Yes, he would. If God said, God's not going to have his people, amen, in and out. That's a spirit. That's a spirit. It's a great spirit in this world. It's in the church. It's outside church. It's a great spirit, you know. And so when you start connecting with spirits like that, then what's going to happen? A chain reaction. You're going to have a domino chain reaction, and it's going to hit you. You're going to get a little taste of it. If you get a little taste of it, you don't like it, stay away from it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. It said, and they and all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. And it said, for I am persuaded. Paul, you know, he came to the point, he said, I am persuaded. And you got to be persuaded. You got to persuade me, I'm convinced. You got to be like, this is it. That's not it. That's not it. But this is it. This is the only way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way. I don't know about how y'all going to serve God, but I know in whom I believe. And I'm going to keep marching in this single direction. Amen. Because I'm out to see his face in peace. Amen. I want to see. It's going to be a lot of people seek God, but they're not going to see him in peace. I want to see him in peace. I want to live right down here so he can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I don't want to him get up there and you say, you go on the left side. You go over his side. Amen. I want to be on God's side. Amen. I wanted him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. See, that's what we are striving to do down here. We're not down here just playing games. We're out here to make our calling and election sure. It's past this four building stuff right here. It's past. I don't care if the place is full, unfull, but little full, whatever. Your salvation is in state, honey. Where you spend heaven at. Where you spend going to heaven or you going to hell. I don't care. Somebody read something over you and say they was a nice, sweet old thing. They came to church all the time. Amen. Only God and you, them, God, you know, and God and the devil and you and that person know if I really serve God. Somebody give God the praise. Because the Bible said to be present, absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. And anytime you leave this life, any soul, any person that's walking right, please, Lord, time you leave this life, honey, you're in a far greater place than you would be down here. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. But if, amen, if God got things for you to do down here, ain't no sense in trying to take off. I want to be here. Amen. How many of you want to live out your days? I do. I want to live out my day. Amen. If God see that you're busy down here, he'll keep you here. But if you're down here starting trouble and it being a hindrance and a distraction to everything, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But if you really want to, amen, to be, want to work, God said you work down here, he have need to use your hands and use you while you're down here. Somebody give God the praise.
Jesus.
I'm persuaded that neither death, Paul, he can talk that. He been in some places. He said, I'm persuaded that, amen, death or life, angels or principalities, in other words, demons, devils, prince of demons, devils, evil spirits, principalities, any of these powers, evil powers, anything that come. He said, I'm persuaded that neither death or life or angels or principalities or things present or things come. He said, I don't care what come my way, I am fully persuaded that I'm going to serve the Lord. That's what he said. What are you saying in your soul today? Whatever it comes, you better be making that decision. I'm going to serve God anyway. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Some people say, I serve the Lord as far as I see him. And I got to see if he's going to do all these things for me. I'm going to see, amen. I don't know if I'm going to be able to hang in there. Amen. You need to get that mind, change that mindset and say, Lord, I'm going to serve you anyway because God already know your heart. If you're serving him for the fish and the loaves, it won't last long. Amen. If you're serving the Lord for things, it won't last long. You got to serve the Lord because you love the Lord. That's going to last. The only thing you do for the Lord is going to last, what the old saints used to say. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. It says, for I'm persuaded neither death or life or angels, principalities. You can't serve him for your mother, your father, your sisters, your brother.
Amen.
My parents are going on to be with the Lord. I can't serve the Lord for, they can't serve the Lord for me, and I can serve him for them. They're going on. They can't help me now. I'm down here. Amen. It's me and God now.
Amen.
And it's you and God. Amen. Well, it's not your husband, not your wife, not your children. None of it's you and God.
Amen.
They can't give an account for you, and you can't give an account for them. You need to call and make your calling and election sure.
Amen.
Seal it up today. Be able to give an answer to the Lord on how I walk with you, Lord. Somebody can't be blaming other people. Well, if they would have told me right, you know, my mother, you know, all these people making all these excuses. I said, Lord, the world is full of excuses. People talking about they're rapists because somebody was a rapist in their family. Well, you don't make you have to be a rapist.
Amen.
Amen. You could have got some help from that. Amen. Glory to God. If you listen to the Lord, God will send you some help to get you out. Some things people use as excuse. Amen. I don't serve the Lord no more because them people in the church, they just got on my nerve. Maybe you was the biggest problem. Amen. All these excuses. There's no, and we all can make some excuse, but God's not looking for excuses. If you really want to serve the Lord, you're going to serve the Lord. Amen. That's what, because you don't want to serve the Lord. Oh, yes. That's why I tell people, don't make excuses for nobody. And if they give you an excuse, don't take it. Before I got saved a long time ago, amen, people used to always say, well, you know, I don't want to be saved because, you know, those people in the church, they hypocrites and stuff. I tell them, and you have to look and say, well, everybody in the church is not a hypocrite.
Amen.
Amen. So that's just excuse. Those are excuses. Amen. You want to serve the Lord because, amen, God is good to you. Amen. He was good to you before you was good to him. He's the one that chose you. You didn't choose him.
Amen.
I mean, you, amen. God really don't need you. You need him.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Because Lee said, he said all the silver and all the gold was his. And he said, all the cattle on the hills, he said, if I had needed anything, I wouldn't even ask you.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the way you got to be. You're a king's kid. You're a priest in your home. You're a priest. You don't have to stop. You know, don't be selling for less. Walking around and looking for people to be your friend and looking for people to okay you and all that stuff. You better let God be your vendor. Let God be the person, amen, that you're concerned about what he thinks about you. Don't entrust all these other people because they won't last. Somebody give God a praise. When people start praising you too much and talking about you such a good person, you just say thank the Lord and all that because they might change their mind the next few minutes. Somebody give God the praise.
Right.
You start putting flowers on people. I'm going to tell you, it's all right to do it, but if you really don't mean it in your heart, you will be fought with what you get somebody, here's all these flowers. Here, then the next sit down. And, you know, they won't say nothing to me. You better not get hung up in the flowers.
Amen.
If they give them to you, it's fine. Amen. You get up and have to say something about somebody. I'm telling you, the devil will fight you till you get down. You don't honor this person, everything. The devil will fight you after you turn around and answer back. So if it's really in your heart, it ain't going to bother you. But if it's not really in your heart, you'd be like, I wish I never said that.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise. I'm telling you.
Amen.
See, I done been through some stuff where I was pastor. I know. Saw this. It's glorifying people and all that. Half people don't even mean all what they say. It's just a bunch of talk. Amen. Because action speaks louder than words. Amen. Amen. I won't get up too far on that subject. But let's give God a praise in here. For I'm persuaded neither death or life or angels or principalities. They say principalities, that means demons. That means any kind of prince. A principality is a prince. It could be an evil prince, a good prince. We're talking about demons, spirits, and all that. And high principalities. That's darkness, rulers, darkness. Amen. The word principality is taken from the word prince. So, but it can be good and it can be bad. But we talk about principalities of the demons and devils. Amen. Spiritual wickedness in high places. He's Paul saying, and any of that, don't let it separate you. Amen. If it be a witch, a warlock, a voodoo, a hoodoo, amen, or what, witchcraft or whatever. Amen. Give God a praise. Serve the Lord. Right. What to say, witches and hexes and stuff, don't let none of that move you. You got greater power. If you live it right, you got great power over that. Amen. No height, nor death, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're more than conquerors. And I think a lot of times we have to be reminded of, I have to be reminded, because sometimes when something hits you, when it first hits you, amen, you don't feel like you're more than a conqueror. But once you go before the Lord in prayer, amen, God will help you to conquer, amen, everything. Some things are challenging in life. I mean, it's a lot of stuff is challenging in life. Some things you don't want to fool with, you don't want to deal with. Even, you know, sometimes as I get older, I don't like to deal with a lot of stuff. I want to understand whether I got to take care of business. I want to understand it. If I don't understand it, sometimes I find myself getting a little frustrated. I said, Lord, help me my comprehension to comprehend what is being said. You got to, amen, got to give you the ability, amen. He can't give you ability over here, no ability over there, amen. You got to, amen, let him give you the ability, amen. Sometimes we don't want to hear nothing else. And like the stress get on from my job, we can't do another thing. I just can't do this. I can't drive another spot. Amen. I can't go to church. I can't do this. I can't do nothing. I'm so stressed out right now. Amen. You got to ask God to help you. Amen. Because this world is full of stresses. Amen. Amen. And God will make you more than a conqueror. God, sometimes you just want. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they were just going on. I said, hey, okay, let's take it. I thought to myself, let's take it down now. They start laughing. I said, let's take it down. I thought to myself, I'm not on that rig, on that road. They said, laugh they sell. I said, yeah, let's take it down. Let's take it down right now. Amen. God's teaching me. I haven't always been like this. Sometimes you get let things worry you get. And I'm not saying that I don't get concerned about stuff. But when it gets too deep, I'm going to the Lord. I'm not going to go into 4, 5, 10 people and tell them I'm going to the Lord. Because you go to all these people, you're going to get a greater worry. Because half people nowadays ain't talking, but they ain't going to God and find out nothing for themselves. They're going to tell you their opinion, which is not good. How they solve their problem. That's why they got worse. Somebody give God a praise. We're more than conquerors. I'm about done. Well, we're more than conquerors through Christ. Amen. Amen. Through that love us. And then the book of John. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. In the book of John 16 and verse 33, it says these things. He said, and this is written in red, so you know Jesus is speaking here. It says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. God said, I spoke these things to you so you can have peace. How many know peace comes from inside? Peace don't come from the outside. Nothing on the outside can give you peace. Peace comes from within, and it comes from God. And it said, these things have I spoken unto you that you might have peace. And he said, in the world, you shall have tribulation. Lord is saying, he's not trying to fool us, shuck us, or jive us, or any of that. He's letting you know, I'm being real with you. You're going to have some trouble in this world. Yeah. So if you sit there and say, I'm saved, I just won't have no trouble, you deceived. God didn't tell you that. He said, you're going to have trouble. Said, these things have I spoken to you that you might have peace. Peace in the world, you shall have tribulation. God said, you're gonna have trouble in the world. It's gonna be a lot of stuff you experience. But he said, be of good cheer. God said, don't be sad. Don't be discouraged. I know it might come your way, but shake it off. Don't be, he said, be of good cheer, because he said, I have overcome the world. So you're serving somebody that's already overcome this world, and they're going to help you to overcome whatever that you're going through. All we need to do, like the old saints used to say, have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about our troubles. And he will hear our faintest cry. Sometimes you don't know where to start at when you're talking to the Lord. Just start praising him. Anytime you don't know where to start at when you're talking to the Lord, especially if you were distressed about something, just start saying, Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I pray. You know, somebody said, why are you thanking? You heard? Thank him anyway. Thank him. And as you start thanking him, this presence will come on you, and then he'll show you. And he'll start giving you things in your mind to show you how to pray. Somebody give God a praise. Because at the end of the day, we can't do anything about our situation. I was telling somebody that the other day. We really can't do, and the Lord let me know too. We cannot do anything about our situation. We cannot do anything about other people's situation. Amen. God may allow us to be a listening ear, but there's really nothing you can do about it. If they tell you they're going to come and take their vehicle away, take their house away, there's nothing you can do about that unless God speak to your heart and tell you to give them the money. If you can't do it, you can just say, we're going to trust God about that. Right. And don't go on a worry ward. You know, that's why I'm staying away from more and more. Don't go on a worry ward. All these people that are trying to be God, that think they can fix everybody's problem, you're going to be stressed out or laid out somewhere. Yeah. Amen. You tell me about your problem, and we're going to pray about it. And you hear me say, we. Amen. I'm not going to just pray about your problem. We are going to pray God's problem. Yeah. I'm going to teach you how to pray. Right. Because what you come to me, tell me all your problems, you don't even want to go to church. You don't want to even serve God. You know, you hanging out there in the world. You doing everything. I ain't got time to use all my energy upon you. Right. Let's come together. Yeah. Let's get together. I'm going to teach you how to pray. Come and visit church sometime. We're going to, you know, let's save, take some of this slack off of you. Because at the end of the day, like I tell somebody, I got so much matter to matter about my own business.
Yes.
Everybody here got enough on your own plate. Now, don't you now?
Yes.
If you don't, praise God for it. I got enough that I got to deal with. I don't need to be sleep broken. I don't need to be restless. I don't need to be stressed out and all that over your situation. Let's come together and pray about it.
Yeah.
I'm willing to come to pray with you. I'm willing to touch and agree with you. But we are going to pray. Not me do all your praying. We are going to pray.
Amen.
You want to tell me all about your problem? Okay, if you tell me too much, let's stop this conversation right now. Let's pray.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, you're not going to ever. I see that you just want to unload.
Yeah.
People are catch you and everything. Just to unload. I just want to say hi to you. If next few minutes you tell me all your problems, you really want to unload. You don't want to speak to me.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Jesus.
Somebody give God a praise. Learn to keep the stresses of life off of you, because people will be gone on down the road and they're going to keep doing the same thing while you sleep broken and you strained out and stressed out. You are not God. You cannot fix their problem. Amen. I'm a pastor and I can't fix people's problems. I ain't going to try. Because after a while, you be doing like some people. I'm ready to quit. I've heard some people say, I don't know how long I'm going to be doing this. I've heard people say, people that they in the pulpit, they ain't doing it. Really, it's in the pulpit. Like sister was saying today, you just, and not putting no flowers on myself. You have anybody remembering you in prayer, and she's telling the truth.
Amen. Yes.
You might think my pastor praying for me. Your pastor on a cruise somewhere. Your pastor thinking about you. Your pastor got somebody else over you while he's going to try to get away from you.
Right.
I got enough sense enough to know that. So you take people for granted. I don't mean no harm, even with the pastor day and stuff. It's not really that much. I heard Sister Terry say, you know, the amount of gift, and I say, well, Lord, you know, that's up to you. It's not even, you know, some people wouldn't even get a pastor amount like that. They would get a pastor. So I don't worry about it because God takes care of me. Amen. I know this is a smaller congregation, but some people can't even keep that up every month.
Yeah.
You know, I don't look at the book once a spell. I do. It'll do good not to look to the book, especially if you're going to preach first. Don't look at the book. God, don't look at the book. You can be very discouraged. You mean I'm keeping out of my heart? These people can't. But somebody, I ain't got it this week. I ain't got it. Well, put it away. Depends on what you think about your leader.
Amen.
This gimme. God's watching you and how seeing how faithful you are with stuff. That's probably why you don't get some of the things you need. Because you don't put God first. You got people sacrifice. Some people, you'd be surprised if we all did an inventory. Everybody don't always have it to give. But they give what they can. I give. I'm on the fixed income. I give. I don't always have it. I give. But God, when I need, I said, God, I gave. I can go to God and say, I gave. Now I need. Amen. And God makes sure that whatever I need, he supplies it. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I'm about done. Amen. Will somebody give God a praise?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I thank the Lord. Even somebody was saying, I don't know what night. I don't know if it was last week, but it's good to hear feedback when someone say, I enjoy, not just saying, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, but actually saying, I enjoyed the word. There's nothing wrong with saying things like that. That's encouraging. You pulling more and not saying it this, and you really didn't. But I'm just saying, if you really enjoy it, there's nothing wrong with saying it sometimes. That's encouraging to the pastor. I appreciate the pastor. I appreciate that. Somebody said, I appreciate where he, somebody was saying that. I appreciate where he's put me at. Well, you have to actually know that. There's some things you have to know for yourself. Amen. That's why I tell people, I think it was Wednesday night. And somebody said, well, did she always have a Sister Tiffany? But Sister Tiffany, y'all hear on the broadcast, she say, hey, man, you hear a sister. One night last week, I said, oh, Sister Tiffany ain't here. I can't get an amen. Amen. And I don't think she would be saying, I don't mean no harm saying nothing, y'all say, but I know that she says she's receiving. Some people, I'm too tired to say amen. I can't say amen. I'm lost. Don't even know what you're talking about. But you encourage the speaker and the leader, they let them know that I'm there's something, you know, being said, amen, that's helping me. And then it's also helping you to develop and grow because you're eating.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Everybody stand to your feet.